Reason number 11. Internal evidence test. The bibliographical test has determined only that the copies now in existence are reliable copies of what was originally recorded. We still must determine whether the original text was credible. As we have noted before, however, all of the writers of the New Testament were eyewitnesses of Jesus' life and ministry, or they were closely associated with people who were. It must also be pointed out that New Testament accounts of Jesus' life were already being circulated at a time when people who read them were people who were alive during the life of Christ. They certainly could have denied these accounts if they were not true, but even the bitterest opponents of Jesus and the apostles could not deny what was recorded by them and preached openly. Reason number 12, external evidence. The issue here is whether historical material confirms or denies the internal testimony of the literature in question. Unbelievers tell us that the Gospels and the Book of Acts and the letters to various churches and individuals were not written by eyewitnesses of the events they describe, but that they were written in the middle of the second century, long after those eyewitnesses had died. The testimony of the early church fathers certainly can shed some light on this subject. Irenaeus, Bishop of Lyons, had been a student of Polycarp, Bishop of Smyrna, who had been a Christian for 86 years and was a disciple of the Apostle John, who wrote the gospel that bears his name, three letters that also bear his name, and the book of Revelation. Bishop Irenaeus, AD 180, testifies that Matthew published his gospel among the Jews when Peter and Paul were preaching and planting the church in Rome. After their death, believed to have been during the Neronian persecution in AD 64, Mark, the disciple of Peter, handed down to us the substance of Peter's preaching. Luke, the companion of Paul, recorded what his teacher had taught. Then John produced his gospel while living in Ephesus. Archaeology also provides powerful external evidence. By the 20th century, archaeological discoveries had confirmed the accuracy of the New Testament manuscripts with indisputable proofs. It can be clearly demonstrated that the New Testament was completed before the close of the first century. William Albright, who was the world's foremost biblical archaeologist, writes, "We can already say emphatically that there is no longer any solid basis for dating any book of the New Testament after about AD 80. And later he said that in his opinion, every book of the New Testament was written between 50 and 75 AD. Other scholars are of the conviction that the whole New Testament was completed before the fall of Jerusalem in AD 70, within a generation of the resurrection and ascension of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. That being the case, all of the books of the New Testament could well have been written by eyewitnesses, which the Christian church has always maintained.